for Blue Marlin. Instead of being hooked again by you, there go your paralyzing eyes, there goes your tantalizing smile, there goes my act of playing it cool. And there go the words I meant to say, there go the games I wanted to play, there goes my heart falling for you. There go your paralyzing eyes, there goes your tantalizing smile, there goes my heart falling for you. There goes my heart falling for you.
Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, Baltimore.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The future of the Biden-Harris campaign, the focus of Democrats, with party leaders and state governors voicing concerns about President Biden's ability to win re-election after his debate performance. ABC's Selena Wang says the White House is also denying reports the president is weighing whether to continue in the race.
Multiple different leaders in the White House are strongly pushing back on that New York Times article, as is the campaign. They're saying it is patently false, and they are very much saying that the president in the coming days and today as well is going to make very clear that he is staying in the race.
The FBI and Homeland Security warning that large celebrations this 4th of July could be potential targets. An intelligence bulletin says conflicts overseas raising the threat for a lone attacker or small groups to make a statement. Hurricane Beryl churning toward Jamaica. Residents and tourists now told to hunker down due to the massive storm's winds and storm surge. This is ABC News. Last-minute campaigning across Great Britain. Polls predict a Labour landslide victory, booting Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak out of office. Voting begins tomorrow. A tragedy at a Houston-based dog boarding service.
Professional pet sitter's home, the air conditioning quit working in a building housing more than half a dozen dogs. Andrew Seardens was one of them.
They're out there barking, dying, suffering. She's asleep inside in the air conditioning with her dogs.
His dog is still recovering, but three others died in the heat. In a statement, Rover.com says it's deeply concerned and that it's deactivated the pet sitter's profile from its platform. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Michigan will soon be home to the country's first smart highway. That 3-mile stretch of Interstate 94 between Ann Arbor and Detroit will be equipped with special sensors and communication equipment. That technology will send information and alerts to newer vehicles. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A home in Walworth County was destroyed after an explosion there. Happened Tuesday afternoon in the town of Lafayette near Elkhorn. When crews arrived to respond to the blast, they found a small fire in the basement. Elkhorn Fire Chief Trent Eichmann tells Fox 6 Milwaukee they also heard a man down there.
They did hear a voice, and they established contact with the patient. probably took approximately 35 to 40 minutes to tunnel and extricate him out of the basement.
The man was taken by Flight for Life to a hospital for treatment. There's no word on his condition. Investigators say they don't know the cause of the explosion, though they think propane had something to do with it. The state fire marshal's office is assisting with the investigation. The deaths of a woman and her son in Adams County are being investigated as a homicide. The Adams County Sheriff's Office confirmed that Tuesday after the bodies of 62-year-old Sharon Miller and her son, 38-year-old Jamie Lumbee, were found buried on property in the town of Strong's Prairie. Miller's body was discovered last week Thursday, while Lumbee's body was unearthed Sunday. Autopsies on the two bodies indicate both were killed. No suspects have been identified, as evidence was submitted to the Wisconsin State Crime Lab. Wisconsin gets a shot in the arm for its biohealth efforts. Following a national competition created by the U.S. Department of Commerce, the state was named one of 12 regional tech hub finalists, earning the state $49 million in federal funding to encourage biohealth manufacturing, research efforts, and job growth. Wisconsin hopes to be a global leader in personalized medicine by creating some 30,000 jobs, which will create $9 billion in economic growth in the state over the next decade. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny, slightly muggy, and much warmer. As highs today climb to the mid-80s. Turning partly cloudy for tomorrow, shots of showers and thunderstorms swing through the state, especially into the evening. And rainfall totals could be high. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 81 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Independence, it seems like a good time to take a look at our energy independence. And let's look at how the Biden administration's directives have changed our energy consumption. And it is Wednesday. Let's make time for this week's Farmer Forum.
Live from the foothills of False Friday via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Phil Flynn from the Price Futures Group. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Rock Ketchnick and Casey Schumacher. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm the handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
False Friday, I like that. I like that a lot, dude. Mm-hmm. It does kind of feel that way.
A little bit, because I got that sort of Friday, you know, feeling. You know what I mean? Like, I got a little air in my schedule in the next couple days, but it's not Friday.
Wow, love it. Yep, markets are closed tomorrow. Government offices closed tomorrow, but today we are up and running, and the bean market is really doing a nice job of putting on some gains today. But the wheat market and the corn market, they're acting like they couldn't be bothered. Crude oil prices have set back very slightly, still trading above 82.50 in most of the contracts, and we got Phil Flynn coming in. When he wrote his morning comments today, he was on fire, man. They are so good. And he's taking a look at the energy independence of the U.S. And I can't wait to get him on here and get him talking about how, you know, his views of how the energy industry is doing here in the U.S. It's going to be really, really good, I think. So,
I can't wait.
And, of course, we've got the Farmer Forum coming too, Rock and Casey. We'll get crop updates. We'll get some of the challenges that they've had to deal with this spring, and then we'll get into some of the issues that are affecting the cattle industry right now with Casey. And I can't wait to get Rock's take on the presidential race and what he thinks is going to be happening. Yikes. There.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
All right, let's get to the news. What do you got, buddy?
Sure thing. The National Weather Service is expecting excessive heat with potential records to continue to impact much of the West through Independence Day and into next week. Triple-digit high temperatures are expected this weekend in parts of the Pacific Northwest. Dangerous heat to persist this week in the Southern Plains, Gulf Coast, Southeast, and Mid-Atlantic. Heat index values will approach or exceed 110 degrees at times. Our heat index here in Kansas City hit somewhere around 104, 105 yesterday, and can confirm that gets a little toasty.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that it does. We're only 75 degrees up here in Northeast Iowa right now, mm-hmm. but the mugginess has come back.
Yeah.
I don't think we are expecting any rain today, although it wouldn't surprise me if it would rain. Mm-hmm. I mean, it rains easy up here right now.
Right. So, what's the status of the big muddy lagoon over there?
Yeah, it is rising, and it's going to be within inches of my front door.
Oh boy.
I don't yeah, like it's getting close.
That. No. Well, you mentioned it, but U.S. grain and other futures markets will trade normal hours today. The equity markets today will close at noon Central Time. Mm-hmm. Bond market closes early at 1 p.m. Central. All U.S. markets and government offices will be closed tomorrow, Thursday, for the July 4th holiday. That means the U.S. weekly export sales report delayed until Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I got a daily sale here. 110,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations. Of the total, 55,000 metric tons for delivery during the 23-24 marketing year and 55,000 for delivery during the 24-25 marketing year. Ag economists are increasingly pessimistic about the financial health of the U.S. crop sector, but more optimistic about livestock. The latest Ag Economist Monthly Monitor survey reveals concerns about low exports and crop prices. Conversely, strong beef demand and cheaper feed prices are boosting optimism in the cattle sector. Despite slight pessimism overall, projected net farm income for 2024 increased to $113.9 billion. That's actually up from $110 billion in May.
And that's actually down big time from 2023. That's part of the reason that we're feeling some tightness in the industry right now.
The report also notes U.S. ag trade deficit is expected to rise to $32 billion in fiscal 2024, driven by a strong dollar, increased imports of used cooking oil and horticultural products, and softer U.S. ag exports. Mexico projected to become the top importer of U.S. ag goods, surpassing both China and Canada. Home affordability in the United States is the lowest since 2007. The costs of a typical home, including your mortgage payments plus property insurance and taxes, consumed 35.1% of the average wage in the second quarter, according to Atom. Not only are homes more expensive, Chip, but also the cost of maintaining and insuring homes.
Insuring.
Adding to that expense. Yep.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, you kind of alluded to this. I'll go quick. Top Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi and Jim Clyburn, have expressed concerns about President Joe Biden's debate performance and viability as a candidate. Pelosi and Clyburn acknowledged that it is legitimate to question Biden's cognitive abilities and overall fitness for the presidency after his lackluster debate performance. Chip, over to you.
I'm telling you, it's going to get tough for him to stay in the race if the Democrats start to turn against him. All right, thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Hey, Chip, good morning.
Talk to me about the supply chain realities and just-in-time deliveries.
Yeah, I've had three recent conversations that really helped illuminate what is going on in the supply chain and really how manufacturers, suppliers, distributors, ag retailers, and farmers can learn from these series of black swans events that we've lived through 2020. So whereas we went through a time where, frankly, folks were getting as much inventory as they could because of overall supply chain security issues, you know, whether it be herbicides or fertilizers, et cetera, now those full warehouses and fully stocked warehouse shelves are less common. And one of the reasons is because of the higher interest rates, and retailers are really working down their inventories to avoid draining their working capital. So what this also means for suppliers is they are looking to only have retail and distributors hold inventories really at a minimum amount, so that just-in-time manufacturing or surge manufacturing. And the key takeaway there is this really requires planning ahead and, maybe just as important, communicating that plan. And I know with acreage shifts and other in-season decisions that can be tricky, but it really sounds like if we're looking into the crystal ball of the future, those who communicate their needs are going to be the ones with the securest supplies.
All right. Yeah. Communications. Who'd have thunk it? It's always really critical in making sure that you've got what you need to keep your business running. Margie,
thank you. Thank you, Chip.
All right. Margie Eckelkamp of The Scoop. We are talking energy markets, energy independence. And
the startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on, from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle ready. Meet your ally, AtticusLLC.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
And welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Wednesday morning. We got to talk about what's going on in these energy markets. And the guy to help us do that is Phil Flynn, energy analyst at Price Futures Group. Phil, it is great to talk with you again. Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day. Happy Independence and Oil Independence Day. I'm going to go out and celebrate it. I'm telling you, American ingenuity of shale oil, we've changed the world, and hopefully we'll continue to do so for the future.
Yep. I'm telling you, dude, you were on fire when you wrote your report this morning on energy independence. What a great read, Phil.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm feeling really patriotic. You know, when I think about, you know, where this country was, you know, I remember, I'm an old guy. I remember, you know, the gas lines. I remember being afraid that, you know, the OPEC countries were going to cut us off. And, you know, I remember Jimmy Carter wearing a sweater saying our best days are behind us because we can't produce enough oil. And we have people in this country that said, no, we're not going to accept that. We're going to find a better way. And the shale revolution did that. It changed the world. And it's one of the reasons why the United States has one of the most dynamic economies on the earth.
Yeah. Well, and you can argue that the shale revolution made the country a more secure country when we don't have to kowtow to and send billions of dollars to countries that want nothing but harm for U.S. citizens, we're all going to be better off if that's the case.
Absolutely. You know, and I think one of the things that, you know, people in the environmental movement, you know, fail to realize is that fossil fuels has provided this country with unprecedented, you know, national security. Right. You know, so many times people have argued that we've gotten the foreign wars because we're trying to protect our oil supplies and, you know, maybe got involved in things that we shouldn't have got involved with. But that all changes if we unleash American ingenuity here at home and allow these energy companies to do their jobs. And that's the story here. And, you know, and I understand you have to be good stewards of the environment. I get that. Every farmer out there listening to this show is with me on that. But at the same time, you have to be realistic and you have to realize that fossil fuels have improved the lives of everybody listening to this program. It's lifted the poor out of poverty and expanded our lifespan. So there's a lot of positives from it.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. So talk to me about the Biden administration's efforts to change how we consume energy. Are they working? Is it showing up in usage data?
No, I think it's been an abject failure. No doubt about it. I mean, we just have to look at the push towards electric cars, right? That is failing. Everybody realizes it's unworkable. There was a headline that came out that 48 people that bought an electric car are having buyer's remorse. They want to go back to an internal combustion engine. So that's not realistic. If you look at the amount of electricity generated, we're consuming a record amount of electricity. And even though more of that electricity is being supplied by interruptible power sources like wind and solar, the percentage is so small based on the investments that we have made that it doesn't make any sense. And even with that, it has raised the cost of a kilowatt hour to an all-time record high. And anybody who gets that, you know, electric bill say, what are those darn kilowatts doing? You know, they keep going up and up, and you're paying more for them.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, surprise, surprise, we're using more of a product that we don't produce enough of, and the price is going up. Surprise, surprise.
I'm shocked, totally shocked.
Yes. Exactly, exactly. But at the same time, here we are, we've got crude oil prices back above $80 a barrel, WTI, and it feels, Phil, like we're going to we're going to take a run at $85 is what it looks and feels like to me. What are your thoughts?
No, I absolutely agree. You know, and if it weren't the holiday weekend, I think we'd be close to that level today. I mean, we did get the Energy Information Administration report, and we had a massive crude oil draw of over 12 million barrels, 12.157 million barrels, which is huge. And I do think that's the combination. You know, I've been waiting for this draw for the last 3 weeks. You know, I think the government's had a hard time counting these barrels. They had a lot of supply mixed in with other categories. So we've been expecting this crude drawdown. And I expect to see more big drawdowns in crude supplies. I think right now we're heading into the rest of the year where we're going to start seeing a global supply deficit. What that means is the demand for oil is going to be near record highs and the production is going to be less than that.
Okay. And when we look at it on a global basis, as you just described, how much of an impact does that have on U.S. oil prices and therefore prices of gasoline at the pump?
You know, I think they're bottoming out and they're going to start going back up. Yeah. I mean, the globe is seeing supplies tighten significantly. And what we're seeing, of course, is increased geopolitical risk as well. And that's adding to the cost. You've got the Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Now they're threatening U.S. air carriers. You've got the war between Russia and Ukraine. That continues to go on. They're talking about more sanctions on Russia. But even you have the possibility of the war in Israel expanding in the Lebanon. So all these issues add to the cost of oil every day because it costs so much more money to transport oil, produce it. So when the risks are high, the prices are as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Phil, are the energy markets telling you anything about the presidential politics in this country and what the elections, how they might turn out?
It is. I mean, in fact, you're seeing signs of desperation from the Biden camp already. Yesterday, they announced another release of 1 million barrels of gasoline from the Northeast Gasoline Reserve. This is the second time they've tapped that reserve. And I'm sure they're going to put out a press release and say, boy, what good guys are we, because we're trying to lower gasoline prices right before the holiday. But it's really optics, right? We just got a report that the demand for gasoline last week was over 9 million barrels a day. So this 1 million barrels, Chip, I think you're going to burn that in your car this weekend. I don't know. It could be. That could be gone. You know, this is optics, and this is the problem with this administration. They don't have a clear energy policy. They're all over the board. It's like, we don't want fossil fuels, but then again, we want to talk to Venezuela to get their oil back online, or talk to Iran and not put on sanctions, but then we want to put more regulations on the U.S. But the good news is, I think there's a snapback coming, right? I think the Supreme Court threw out the Chevron decision, which basically allowed the federal government to make up the rules as they went along. You know, we're seeing the LNG pause that the Biden administration put in place. A Louisiana judge shot that down. So it seems like the country is going away from the madness and coming back to the center. And that's where we need to be, because our economy is going to need record amounts of energy in the next couple of years. And while we're playing these silly games, you know, politically, we should be making steps to meet the demands of the future, because our economy needs a lot of investment in fossil fuels, alternative fuels. We need to let the sector do their job. And if we don't, we're going to all pay the price.
Do you feel like the incentives are in place or are coming to encourage the production that we need?
No. I mean, prices will eventually drive it, right? But no, I think the policies globally, when it comes to, you know, this energy transition and fossil fuels are bad, don't invest here, don't drill here, doesn't really make any sense. Because if you do the math and if you do the science, these things are going to leave us woefully undersupplied, you know, whether it's oil, electricity, you name it. And the thing is that you and I know that the future is going to be driven by power, right? Mm-hmm. Artificial intelligence, data centers. Mm-hmm. That's the economy of the future. Don't tell Pete Buttigieg. He thinks it's electric cars. It isn't. Shh, don't tell him. It's going to ruin his day. The real thing is going to be, you know, tech and data centers. And we are not prepared to meet that demand in the future. Right. We need to move in that direction quickly or we're going to have problems.
Phil, like I said, you're I love having you on here. We get some perspectives and a dose of reality that we need. Thank you so much. Happy Independence Day and great job on your report this morning.
Thank you, buddy. God bless you, sir, and enjoy.
All right. Phil Flynn, Price Futures Group. We got the Farmer Forum coming up next.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day. And we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Wenikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 28 to 1989, September up 26 to 2033, October up 19 to 2024, November up 18 at 1994. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher as the market still watches the strong fundamentals, and they receive support from those stronger fundamentals along with lower corn markets. Hog markets, though, are chopping mostly sideways as the market continues to receive mixed fundamental signals. August live cattle up 77 cents to 185.87. August feeder cattle up 237 to 263.47. July hogs up 47 cents to 89.70. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are relatively flat today. Really a lack of any type of news ahead of the 4th of July holiday. Cooler and wetter conditions are expected to linger for much of the Corn Belt in the near term. Soybean futures moving mostly higher, even though there's near-term moisture helping crop development. But soybean oil continues to lead the products upside and also the soybean markets upside. Wheat markets are relatively mixed today. Harvest pressure and oversold conditions are lingering into the holiday break. July corn up a quarter to 402 and a quarter. New crop steady at 421 and a quarter. July beans up 14 and three quarters to 1179 and three quarters. New crop up 11 to 1124. And July wheat up 1.5 to 563.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
And now is when the Farmer Forum begins. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. Davis is here. I know you're there someplace, buddy.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm right here, in fact. Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's get this thing started. Rock Ketchnig over in Illinois. How are you, Rock?
Good morning, gentlemen. We have a very good outlook on life this morning. We had a real nice rain last night, 3/4 to an inch here in northwestern Illinois.
Okay, northwestern Illinois. Here I am in northeast Iowa, which is not that far from northwest Illinois, and we could do without that 3/4 of an inch. There's no question about it. But you were getting dry not that far away from us, weren't you?
We were, Chip. The sand on the light ground, non-irrigated, was rolling up, turning white, going backwards. And, you know, we would grab a 2/10, a 4/10, 6/10. We couldn't get a good soaker. So, no, all that heavy stuff that, unfortunately, you've received has all been north of us. And, Anyway, we got a good one last night. We've got a lot of corn starting to pollinate, you know, here at the 4th of July. So everything looks good so far. We had a really huge hail event, Memorial Day Monday, in our area. And I'm going to say it's the biggest event I've seen in my lifetime. I'm going to say roughly 10,000 acres were affected.
Wow. And that
a lot of soybeans. Well, a lot of soybeans that were just coming up looked like you took a scissors and snipped them off at ground level. Went in and replanted those real quick. But there was corn that was in early. It was knee high. And a lot of pictures. It looked like an asparagus patch. It just completely defoliated that plant. And, you know, we're never too old to learn in this game. Some was torn up. A lot was torn up, started over. Some was left. And it's going to be interesting this fall to see which was the right decision, which way the way to go.
Right. Yeah, it's always fun to find the results of those decisions out. The problem is you find the results out when it's too late to do anything about it. That's the heck of it, no doubt. All right, Rock, stay there. Let's bring in Casey Schumacher out in northwest Nebraska. Hey, Casey, how you doing?
Good morning, Chip. Doing good.
Good. It's good to talk with you again. It's been too long. I hope things are doing okay for you out there.
We're not doing too bad. Got to enjoy it today. We're kind of having a nice cool day. We've hit 100 already a couple days, but kind of get these little deals going through where we'll be in the 70s and 80s. Just need to catch some moisture. It's just like you were just talking about how spotty that's the case out here. We're back to the regularly scheduled 2 weeks away from a drought.
Yep. How are things looking? You got everything planted on time out that way, didn't you?
Yeah, everything's looking really good. We've had, you get into the Central Platte Valley, Central Panhandle Platte Valley, they've had some storms go through and do some hail damage and stuff like that. But everybody that's caught the rain and missed the nasties is looking really, really good.
Okay. All right. Pasture conditions out your way, it must be pretty good, aren't they?
They're really good. It's going to be a concern here if we don't keep catching moisture. They're going to be, we had a little storm go over two nights ago, and there was four fire starts off of it.
Oh, okay. Wow. How'd the calving season go for you, Casey?
Really good. We're into... Fully everything's May and June calving now, and that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I hear you. Can you believe what they're worth when they hit the ground?
This is just unreal. And surprisingly, you go to the grocery store, and it doesn't seem like they've increased at the counter near as much as they have on the hook.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Yeah, Rock, what's your take on what's happening in the livestock industry? Biggest consumer of, of U.S. corn and soybean meal is the U.S. livestock industry. And we got to keep it healthy if we're going to keep demand strong for the corn and soybeans that you're growing, man.
Well, it's all about supply and demand, and I've been out of the cattle business since 08 at a cow-calf herd, and, you know, it took a lot of the fun out of it, feeding $5.50 a bushel of corn to cattle, and it went $7.50. But right now, I'm hearing bucket calves, day-old bucket calves, $750, $950. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And, you know, unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really something. You know, Casey, we talked for a long time about how we needed to get some of those retail dollars all the way down the supply chain and get it back to the cow-calf producer. Well, it's there. There is no question about it. And there's some meat on the bone for a feed yard, isn't there, Casey?
There is. Margins look really good going forward, and, you know, much to the detriment of the corn farmer, but I went back and was looking through some records. My best cash purchase was September of 2019. I bought a bunch of corn for $2.90 cash. And with basis and everything, the other day I was 18. I could have bought corn for 18 cents off that. So I think we're going to get to a point here where we're going to start to buy some demand in the corn. And guys are going to, even with these high prices, there's some meat on the bone to go to work.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. How old is that feed yard that's going up in the southwest part of the state? Black Shirt Feed Yard. 150,000 head. There, I think we're okay. 150,000 head on concrete down there, Casey. That's an incredible operation, isn't it?
It's going to be really neat to see. There's a operation about halfway between me and that feedlot that just put in a bunch of roller compacted concrete down to Bridgeport, Nebraska. I haven't got down to see it yet. It'll be interesting to see. It does offer opportunities there to do a better job harvesting that manure and get the fertilizer value out of it. And, you know, it's a real, we don't get that much rain out here, but when we do, and in the wintertime, that seems like it'll be a lot nicer on the cattle.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting. And it's, and, you know, we've been wondering for a long time what the impact of the beef on dairy, was going to be on the feeder cattle market. Well, we're going to find out because it sounds like every head that's going on there is going to be a dairy cross calf, right?
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing from guys I've been talking to is speeding up the finishing process. So I think we're going to see a little more variability there in what's available market ready wise based on, you know, the market conditions, because just like the beef cattle, they can feed those a little bit longer. We can get into this heavy carcass weight situation we have now, and I think it just adds a little more variability into the market.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. I'm going to switch gears on you guys a little bit, and I want to get Rock back in on this conversation. Rock, I've been thinking about you a lot as I'm trying to make sense of what is happening in this presidential race. You know, I respect your thoughts and your opinions on the political scene out there. What's your take? What are your thoughts?
Well, to sum it up, two words: real scared. And a lot of my friends, same comments. You know, you don't have to be a poli-sci major to read between the cracks of what's going to take place here. You might call it emergency maneuvering. And I'd promise Joe, I'm going to try to stay as politically correct as I can. But anyway, if you want to step back and just think about production agriculture in the United States of America, if we want to turn it into a big California, think of the impact on our jobs and our future out here in rural America. So that's a real big question we have to look at here coming up in just a few months.
Yeah. What What is the future for Joe Biden? Is he going to stay in the race, do you think?
Don't think there's a prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Don't. You know. Anyway, after the debate, it's quite.
What does that do to the outlook for the election then? I mean, because right now, the way things stand, Trump's going to be the next president of the United States. But if, go ahead.
That's a reason I mentioned emergency maneuvering. I have to find a candidate real quick who is much more electable.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea who it's going to be, but all of the sudden, the party that wanted nothing to do with Vice President Harris, all of the sudden is starting to warm up to the idea of a President Harris. It could happen sooner than later. Is what it looks like. Your thoughts?
Well, another name that pops up is our governor of the state of Illinois. And anyway, we just had another 2-cent increase July 1 on fuel here. And it's going to be interesting between now and November. And as I mentioned, we're pretty scared of the outcome's going to be here. But as I mentioned to Joe, I recall $1.68 a gallon farm diesel when the last man was in office there.
Right, right. Okay. All right, we are in the middle of the farmer forum. We've got Rock Ketchnig from Illinois, Casey Schumacher from Nebraska. Casey, I want your take on the presidential situation. That's next.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Go outside, I wanna be. Felt so much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Davis. We sound okay to you? Is everything okay?
I'm sorry, buddy, but you do not sound okay. That's Chip Flory. I'm your pal, Davis Michelson. Chip's having a little connection problem down there as the river encroaches nearby there. We've got a farmer forum going today. We got Rock Ketchnick from Illinois and Casey Schumacher from Nebraska. Chip, how you feeling, buddy?
Yeah. Still waiting to come back. Let's get Casey.
I tell you what, Casey, I'm going to bring you in and give you a chance to speak to the presidential election. I'm just curious what your thoughts are, sir.
Yeah, I think it's going to be real interesting going forward. If Biden is replaced, I see us having an extremely low turnout. The thing I think everybody needs to look at is, Trump did win a competitive primary, and any replacement for Biden will not have gone through a competitive primary. I think that's a big disservice. That's kind of not the American norm to have an anointed candidate. So I think there's some struggles going forward.
Yeah, there's a lot of vetting that takes place in that, a lot of discovery about who a candidate is during that primary. That's an excellent point, Casey. Rock, you mentioned that it feels like the worm is turning just a little bit. We've seen that in elections in South America and now in Europe as well. But the Supreme Court here in the United States has been hard at work. We got Chevron overturned. Would you care to reflect on some of that?
Well, this energy situation is really scary. And, of course, every person's affected by the cost of fuel, whether it be gas on the farm, diesel on farm, gas, whatever. Yeah. We have to get a handle on this. Inflation is just a runaway train, and it's affecting people at a serious enough level right now that I think it's going to have a huge impact in the polling booth.
Yeah.
Voting booth.
Chip, have we got you?
Yeah, I'm back here trying to listen in, be part of the conversation here. Rock, I think it comes down on the political. It's got to come down to the economy. And are we, are people better off today than what they were a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? And it's the answer
for a lot of people is no, we are not better off. What's going on in deer layoffs? Well, it's like black and white compared to 4 years ago. Deer is a huge employer in our community right here. Been generations of families raised from deer and the other manufacturing people down there. And with these layoffs and with the price of machinery going up, it is just, machinery is a runaway train.
Yeah. Yep. It certainly is. No question. Casey, what's your take on some of the Supreme Court decisions as they wrapped up their session?
I was pretty excited to see some of those decisions come out. The Chevron one's a big one for me. I don't side with the unelected bureaucrats. I like to see some accountability at the end of the day. And we've got vast experience with that in agriculture, and I hope to see it move some needles on some environmental regulations. You know, maybe the EID proposal for cattle. We got a couple different deals coming up that I think it matters to.
I think you're absolutely right, Casey. And it's the Supreme Court telling Congress to do your job, do your work. If you're gonna write rules and regulations, put some specificity into it so that guys like Michael Regan at EPA aren't the ones that are setting the rules and regs on their own. I think you're right, Casey. I think it's going to take time for us to see the benefits of it, but I think it is going to be a good thing. I really believe it. Hey, Packers and Stockyards, Casey. We had Ethan Lane on the show yesterday. He's afraid, and the folks at NCBA are afraid that it's going to kind of get rid of some of the competition out there and the incentives to increase quality and so on. With the latest reading on Packers and Stockyards, what's your thought?
You know, I'm always nervous when the government says they're here to help, but I think there's some discussions that aren't being had about this that maybe we haven't been doing things the correct way. I caught yesterday's show, and since it was kind of brought about, we've based our base prices off the average cattle, and the Packers are the ones who determine the premiums and discounts. And, you know, I kind of think that's backwards. I think maybe we need to be pricing these cattle off our best cattle and going backwards. The Packers know what they have for demand-wise on their premium meats and what they're selling. That's why you see Packers have margin on some of this stuff, because they know what they're getting into. I think for too long we've been pricing things on the average and instead of working our way back. And I think right now where we have leverage as cattle producers, I think if anything's going to change, now is the time to change.
Gotcha. Interesting. And we've got an opportunity to see things change. There's no question about it. Rock, your final thoughts as you're going into the 4th of July and Independence Day.
Well, our crop conditions are good, but we're in for a very scary time here. Interest rates is a silent killer. And I would advise young producers to pay down debt and get in a better financial position.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Casey, your final thought?
Yeah, I agree with Rock. I think that we got a lot of stuff coming down the pipe that the person has to pay attention. And you definitely don't want to get out ahead of your skis.
Yep. Good stuff, you guys. Great job today. Rock Katchnig over in Illinois. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Good talking to you again.
You bet. Rock, thanks, buddy. All right. For listening, certainly appreciate it. Come back this afternoon. We've got Luke Beckman from Central Valley Ag right here on AgriTalk.
Everything I need, nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need, and nothing that I don't.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15, powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability.